It's good to see you all here this morning, and it's very good to be here this morning. It feels like the last while I've been gone so many times and really miss being here. So it's a blessing, and it's a beautiful day that God has given us. I was so blessed with the singing, the songs that were chosen. The last song, O Life, in whom is life indeed? And we come to thee. And I trust that's our prayer, that's our heart this morning, that we are coming to thee. I thought I'd maybe give the order of the service a little bit here. So today is a special service. It's a, we call a self-examination service. We're planning on having a communion service next Sunday. So I'll be having a devotional, and after that, we will be taking in Mervyn and Laura Kinsinger and Myron Miller. And then following that, Brother Jonathan will be bringing the message. And then we will move from there into giving our, filing through and giving your all members, giving their your voice of in regards to your own where you stand, your peace with God and fellow men. And there, I was made aware that there may be a few that didn't get the message that I put on our members' chat, that we were planning on taking a vote this morning in regards to having a deacon ordination. So if you didn't get that, if you weren't aware of that, don't feel pressured this morning. We don't want to push you into that. You can get back to us later with that vote. So that will be the, be kind of given the order there. Maybe before we start in with the devotional here, let's stand together for a word of prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee again this morning, we stand in awe of who you are and our own, seeing ourselves, our own undoneness, our neediness. We want to come to you, as we sang, to the one who has life, to the one who holds life, and the one who gives life. And we just pray that you might help us each to open our hearts here this morning. We thank you for each one here. Pray your blessing on each one. Bless the visitors and all that are here. We just pray that the time spent here might be a time of encouragement. We just want to commit this service to you and pray that your Holy Spirit might be in our midst. We pray for the many today that would like this privilege or are together in fear for their lives. We just pray that your blessing, protection over each one of your people today. And just help us as we move forward, as we go from here, to be your hands and feet. And we just want to commit this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So again, welcome each one. We're glad for all you visitors are here. We want you to feel welcome here. We're glad to have Leon Yoder and his wife here with us. And we would have been happy to have him share, but he was kind of short notice, and I think he preferred not to. So we give him that grace to extend that. So look forward to having him here next time. So I've been thinking for devotional meditation, I'd like to take you to Luke chapter 4. And thinking of Christ as the physician, and just a few thoughts on that. And we have this account here in Luke chapter 4, and we'll break in at verse 16. It's after his temptation there, where he was taken out in the wilderness for 40 days, and he came back, and it says, let's break into verse 16 there, Luke 4, 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself, and whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do here also here in thy country. So, what made Jesus, what if he had to take the book and open it up and find this place in Isaiah? I don't think he would have had to. He could have quoted it without that, but he did. He opened it. He went to these verses, and he looks at them and says, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And then he goes on to say, Tell them this proverb. He said, You're surely going to say this to me, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard of done in Capernaum, do here in thy country. If we go over to chapter 5, verse 27, a few verses there. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with the publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So here we have Jesus at a feast, surrounded by sinning people, and the meaning of his declaration is clear. He was well aware of the sickness of humanity. You know, men were suffering from chronic, deep-seated disorder or disease. He was able to deal with it. He had the answer. Maybe there was an element of sarcasm in his words. I don't know. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. His mission wasn't to deal with those that were whole and healthy in the spiritual, moral realms. Now, typically, when someone goes to see the doctor, there is a reason. There is a problem. Do you ever notice you come in and the doctor says, So how are you doing today? Well, I'm here. You know, it's pretty obvious there's a reason that I'm here. As we get older, our chances of needing to see a doctor may be getting higher. This last week I went to an eye doctor to get my eyes tested and made me aware that things are changing. My new glasses will need to be a bit stronger than these. So my physical vision is not getting better. But I trust in the spiritual sense, we're growing stronger as we get older. But nonetheless, we're still human. We still need to examine ourselves. I don't care how many self-examination services that we've been to. And I think we need to, and I don't want to get into Brother Jonathan's message here, but it's not something that we can just do twice a year and now we're done. We can relax and we can roll for the next 6 months. But I think it is something that there are times that it's good to take time out to really look and to search our own hearts and lives. It's something we'll always have to do as long as we're in this earthly tabernacle. And you know, Jesus is still in the business of healing people. He still has the answer to every need. He's still speaking to every seeking individual in a language that they can understand. He still understands our humanity, our frailty. You know, when he walked this earth, he never, or seldom, I shouldn't say never, I didn't dig into that real deep, but I seldom used the same method. Whether it was healing, he used different methods. Whether it was the way he related, the questions he asked, there were different methods. He knew what was in man. He knew the heart. He knew the struggle, and he could ask the exact right questions. You know, psychologists are constantly searching for ultimate truths concerning human personality or individuality. But Jesus knows. He knows the heart. He knows what we're facing. Jesus, the great physician, knew and knows perfectly what every person is dealing with. And after all these years, he is still doing the same thing, confronting human souls. He knows our inherent nature. He's still dealing with us on the same premises. You know, it's good for us to study his approach to man's needs, how he related, how he approached different situations. He was all-knowing. We are not. We're not going to do it perfectly like he did. We're flawed humans. We won't always get things right, but we can trust that as we seek to follow him and to know him, he will guide us into all truth. You know, Jesus most often asked questions. He engaged his listeners. He treated humanity as salvable. In spite of all the seemingly hopeless cases that Jesus met, you can think of just demon-possessed, leprosy, crippled, blind, you know, things that maybe looked absolutely hopeless, especially in their culture. He saw man as capable of the highest in spite of having succumbed to the lowest. There were no hopeless cases. You know, there may well be someone here this morning that feels like there is no hope. It's no use. I'll just have to deal with this myself. I'll have to fight my way through it. I got myself here and I have to get out of it. I'll just struggle through another self-examination meeting and I'll try to do better. But you know, that's not what Christ wants for you. The great physician is still in business, saving souls, helping the sick find wholeness. You're not a hopeless case, if that is your case here this morning. There is hope. He is still the same. In Luke 12, verse 30, Jesus says, "For all these things do the nations of the world seek after," talking about material things, "and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." That's what he wants for us. That's what he wants to give us. He wants us to be a part of his kingdom. And if we want to be a part of his kingdom, of the kingdom of heaven in the next life, we must be a part of that kingdom now. So the question to each one of us that I'd like to leave with you, are we in need of a physician? You know, if we feel like we're whole, we don't need a physician, we're probably in the same place that the Pharisees were that Jesus was talking to. Are we walking in humility? Are we walking a walk of repentance, seeing our own shortcomings and failures, apologizing when we fail? You know, are you being an example to your children in this? Husbands, fathers, wife or mother. You know, do you ever have to go back and tell your spouse that you're sorry? You failed. Or to your children, I got angry. I out there, or maybe the way I responded to road rage the other day wasn't Christ-like, or whatever it is. Are you that kind of person? But if you feel yourself to be a chronic failure, don't stay there. That's not where the great physician wants you. There's too much at stake. You know, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still in business of healing and bringing wholeness to mankind. Let's kneel together for prayer.